Have you ever finished a meal feeling physically full, yet somehow still unsatisfied? This paradox lies at the heart of Deepak Chopra's revolutionary approach to weight loss. While two-thirds of Americans struggle with their weight, traditional diets fail because they address only physical hunger while ignoring our deeper cravings for meaning, love, and fulfillment. The statistics are sobering. Less than 2% of dieters maintain significant weight loss for 2 years. Why? Because when we feel deprived, sad, or unloved, food becomes our default comfort. The breakthrough insight is simple yet profound. When we nourish our true hungers, our bodies naturally find balance. Weight loss becomes effortless when connected with increasing happiness rather than punishment. Your body expresses thousands of brain messages involving self-image, habits, and conditioning. When your mind feels fulfilled, your body stops craving excess food. Consider Tracy, who claims not to be hungry at restaurants, yet mindlessly eats bread while talking, orders multiple courses, always cleans her plate, and picks at others' desserts. Her three brain regions silently battle. Her lower brain says, "More food." Her emotional brain says, "I don't feel good about myself." And her higher brain says, "I shouldn't eat like this." This internal conflict can only be resolved through awareness, paying quiet attention to how your body feels without judgment. To change your body, first change your story. Your thoughts create a feedback loop. Brain signals reach every cell, which react accordingly. You're not just inhabiting your body, you're actively creating it through thoughts and choices. The main obstacle is mixed messages. When cravings battle willpower, competing neural pathways fight for dominance. Through habit, eat messages travel well-worn paths, ensuring cravings often win. However, each victory builds new pathways. Eventually, cravings diminish and healthy weight becomes automatic as your mind-body connection heals. Positive emotional words create neural pathways affecting every cell. Light, the opposite of heavy, can transform your relationship with weight, encompassing states like lighthearted and enlightened. Visualization exercises where you fill your body with warm light counteract heaviness. Transform your story by focusing on different themes daily, turning passive into active by taking stairs, dull into vibrant through brighter foods, routine into surprising with new experiences. Mentally reinforce, now I'm being active, vibrant, or exciting. These small shifts gradually rewrite your body's story. Chopra replaces restrictive dieting with three transformative themes for joyful eating. Purity eliminates toxins by minimizing processed foods, choosing whole grains and natural sweeteners, avoiding hydrogenated fats, buying organic when possible, and favoring green vegetables. The goal isn't deprivation, but fulfillment through foods aligned with your desired life. Energy from food should add vibrancy beyond mere calories. Embrace this by eating to feel energized, choosing fresh ingredients, stopping when satisfied, selecting lighter foods, avoiding heavy fats and refined sugar, and creating colorful meals that please all senses. Balance isn't boring. It's the golden mean where everything exists in perfect proportion. While society glorifies extremes, your body interprets them as stress. Maintain balance by eating calmly, consuming varied fresh foods, drinking enough water, getting adequate sleep, eating at regular hours, and adjusting calorie intake with activity. Experience balance through light, satisfying meals, then notice how you feel afterward, focused, alert, energetic, and content. Ayurveda, a 5,000-year-old science of life, approaches eating as part of a harmonious whole rather than mere fuel. It emphasizes sensory pleasure and the messages these experiences send to your cells. This wisdom recommends including all six tastes in each meal: sweet, complex carbohydrates; sour, citrus, fermented foods; salty, sea salt; bitter, dark greens; pungent, ginger, pepper; and astringent, pomegranate, legumes. Each taste serves specific nutritional and digestive functions. The ideal Ayurvedic meal incorporates a rainbow of colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and white. These colorful foods contain phytonutrients that boost immunity, enhance cellular repair, and protect against inflammation. While modern medicine often focuses on intervention after damage occurs, Ayurveda creates optimal health through daily practices that merge mind and body. Each day shapes your future health like a sand dune forming one grain at a time. We live in invisible prisons created by mental conditioning. The food industry manufactures products encouraging robotic eating through appetite stimulants like excess salt, fat, and the three tastes triggering salivation: salty, sweet, and sour, creating unconscious fixations and addictions. Breaking this spell requires awareness of both what and how you eat. Key practices include eating only when truly hungry, sitting without distractions, starting with moderate portions, appreciating each bite's flavor, recognizing that fatty, salty, and sweet tastes increase appetite while bitter foods suppress it, maintaining a moderate pace, having restaurant leftovers boxed immediately, and filling your stomach only two-thirds full. Replacing old thought patterns is essential. Instead of self-blame, focus on solutions. Replace negative self-talk with self-acceptance and transform defeatist thinking with recognition of new knowledge. This isn't merely switching to positivity. It's giving your brain rational reasons to change, imprinting new patterns as my way that reshape your personal reality. Your body faithfully cares for you. 50 trillion cells operating on the honor system, even during sleep and despite neglect. By allowing your body to guide you, it becomes your greatest ally. The body communicates through basic signals: satiety / hunger, comfort / discomfort, energy / lethargy, and lightness / heaviness. To develop hunger awareness, rate it on a scale from 0 to 8. At 0 to 1, your stomach is empty. At 5, you begin feeling satisfied. At 6, you're completely satisfied. This is when to stop eating. At 7-8, you've entered discomfort. For 2 weeks, log your hunger level, mood, 1 to 10, and energy, 1 to 10, before and after meals. This mindfulness practice reveals patterns without judgment. You'll discover that stopping at hunger levels 4 to 6 leaves you energized, while overeating causes sluggishness. Stress eating creates a cycle where food becomes less effective for comfort over time. While adrenaline initially suppresses appetite during stress, cortisol later drives hunger for sugary and fatty foods. The solution is addressing the underlying stress disrupting your hormone balance. Awareness develops a radar that helps sort your actions, feelings, and wishes. The mind signals your condition through basic states: joy / suffering, love / fear, compassion / selfishness, and peace / lack of peace. Emotional well-being requires consciously choosing which side to live on. Take an honest inventory of 7 fundamental needs: comfort / security, love / affection, belonging, accomplishment, self-esteem, creative expression, and meaning / purpose. Identify current actions and potential improvements, using this as a monthly check-in tool. Emotional baggage, the weight of past hurts, blocks present participation and often drives overeating. The emotional freedom exercise helps release this. Recall a specific emotional experience, locate it in your body, label the emotion, express it from multiple perspectives, share with someone supportive, create a ritual to release the written stories, and celebrate your liberation. By asking, "What am I hungry for?" and listening deeply, you discover that true satisfaction comes from a life lived with awareness and purpose. When you nourish your deeper hungers, your relationship with food transforms, allowing your body to maintain its ideal weight.